This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, testified in the Senate yesterday. What he said that spooked the market is that, quote, inflationary pressures are running higher than expected. And when his team last met and raised rates in February, the Dow closed down 574 points or 1.7% yesterday. The S&P went down 1.5%. For those very focused on inflation, the economy is still running too hot. For those looking for better jobs or for raises, the economy is nice and strong. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's been a year since the Fed started raising interest rates to try and slow inflation driven by strong business and consumer demand. And it seemed to be working. Consumer spending, home sales, and price inflation all started to come down. Then 2023 arrived with a bang.
January's data was a surprise.
That's former Fed economist Claudia Sahm.
Inflation strengthened some. We had big job gains. We had spending really bounce back.
So Chairman Powell is now reiterating that the Fed will do whatever it takes to slow the economy and tame the job market to fight inflation. American workers, though, remain confident they'll be able to keep their jobs and keep spending it up, says Jesse Wheeler at polling firm Morning Consult.
The U.S. consumer remains incredibly resilient.
Tamping down consumer spending to blunt inflation has proven one of the hardest nuts for the Fed to crack. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.